how we define a person who's alive or not alive, we saw is a tremendous dispute among the various poskim. One of the sources that was very relevant was the Mishnah in Olos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, and it is explained by the Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So let's worth go back to see these sources again. It's been a while since we saw them. Abosai, I know that your memory is good, and you've seen other reviewed it since we saw it, but nonetheless, we should take a look to quickly refresh our memories. Okay. Adam ena metame shetetze nafsho. Afilu meguyod, afilu goseis, zokek liibum, upotem anachayibum, macha betruma, posa betruma, chen behemah v'chayin, and metame shetetze nafsho. Hutzu Rasheim, Afal Pishem Mefarchesim Tumein, Gons Zanav Shalata, Shimefarcheses. You can cut off the tail. The tail is severed. It can still happen around. That's a spasm. That's totally meaningless, right? So if some either human being or animal, they're both in the same Mishnah, heads are cut off and they're running around. The expression thing is, you're running around like a chicken without a head. You hear that expression? Have you? Yeah. Chicken head, they run around. It's just villain.
I've seen this.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a man, a farm boy. We grew up in cities. We never saw chicken that head. Right? No one else saw it? You saw it? Yeah. Okay.
Schlachters.
Okay. I don't go to Schlachters either, but that's what you see.
It was a field trip we made
up. Yeah, yeah. I also went once to a chicken. They were much more organized and automated system. They were running around without any heads. No one was running around anywhere. This is the Mishnah. With me so far? This is the Mishnah. So now, we'll come back to this Mishnah later, but there's also a Gemara. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mesechta Chulin Daf Chaf Aleph. Again, we've seen this before, but we have to see it again. Here we go. Talks about Malika. Okay? Says the Gemara Nishpa Machrekas Robosa Ima Metame Bioa. It's not awesome. Hutsu Roshen Apesha Mefarchas and Tvein. Giznav Altosha Mefarchas. My Hutsu. Three opinions. Hutsu Mamish. Right? Kabdolas Olas Of. Right? Rov Shnayim, or perhaps even less than that. The different opinions in the Gemara. But once it's Hutu Roshayim, Tmeyim. What do you mean Tmeyim? Tmeyim Pasha means they're dead. Tumas Meis. If you're alive, there's no Tumah. That's a simple shot in the Gemara. Okay? The Mishnah in the Gemara, so far both sides, so good.
The safe of the Mishnah is defining the ratio.
Pasha Pshat. But the question now becomes, is it really so clear that in these cases, the person or the animal, as the case may be, is really dead? Let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Rambam, when he quotes these things. Rambam writes in Hilchos Shechita, Nishpa Mafrekas Rabosrima. It's all Gemara, right? That's exactly what the Gemara says. Chun Chav Aleph. That's case number one. Osha Nikra Migabo Kedag. Also there. Osha Nivsak Rov Hakona. Look at this now. Osha Nikiv Aveshet Bekolshu. Hamoka Wadashkita. The slightest hole in the food pipe. Harezu Nevela Michaim. Penashkita Mawelasbo. Did the Rambam say that the animal is dead? It's possible a little hole in the food pot, you're dead. The Gemara is in Masechet Gittin that finally saw that if a person has this kind of blemish, he's alive enough to give a get. How can you be dead and give a get? Nevela mechayim. Sounds like you're really actually alive. The Mefarshim asks this question. Why am I saying this? Let's take a look back in Rashi on that Gemara. When Rashi explains the fact that there's a din of tumah, look what Rashi says. Tmeim, the keva and dasuyin gistra, afish lehuvdul gam. The head is hanging, but it's mostly severed. Can the mefarash also harehem? It's the next word. Kibesim. Who remembers back to remember that fine base? Kiro dev kit. Whatever the word kis used. Whoa. Not so fast. Where did I say this? I see this because Baruch Hashem Nisan gave me the emails. It was supposed to be sent to me online. It wasn't. Now I have it actually in hard copy. This is a halachic issues in the determination of death and an organ transplantation, including an evaluation of the neurological brain death standard, Sivan 5770, 2010, by the Vadalach of the RCA, written by Rabbi Bush, the primary author. Rabbi Bush is a Talmud Chacham, lives in Muncie, the Rebbe of a shul, he teaches in Rish, if I'm not mistaken, and he's also our Mashkiach on our Vada Riverdale, which means he gives Ashkach on all of Amsterdam Avenue. He's a Rabbi Rashi of this of Amsterdam Avenue. He's a very chashev yid, and I had never seen it before. I'm quoted in here, but I'd never seen the final draft until today. And I saw a couple of typos, but that's they didn't ask me to proofread it.
When was it going to publish?
2010. It's almost 6 years old already. Okay, and here they quote these sources as indicating the whole var from last week was that it's the equivalent of decapitation, so it's dead. But now they're suggesting that basically what we just saw in the Rambam and the Rashi, even if there is decapitation, it's still not dead. It's kibbeis. Rabosai, there was an expression in English, a little bit pregnant. Either you're alive or you're dead. What is this? What do you mean, kibbeis? Make up your mind. What does it mean, the veil of Mechayim? It's a contradiction in terms. Well, they quote another Rashi. Another Rashi, Rabosa. I found this Rashi to be quite illuminating. Until then, we discussed Daf Chaf Aleph. Now we're going to discuss Kuf Chaf Aleph, where similar matters are being discussed. You see over here, it's Tome, it's not Tome. You see what's going on over here. Similar ideas. Mefarcheses. The vocabulary is similar. We're not going into all the details. I'm just going to show you one Rashi. One Rashi. Watch this. Mo de chizkyo de ene metame de kinevela. Why? The Yotzah Michlal Chayah is not alive anymore. Ulichlal Mesa Lobos. Between life and death. Ubatumas Nevela Tzivich Yomus. Can you believe it? Neither alive nor dead. It sounds to us like Neverland. How can that be? It's a Rashi. Well, whatever it may be. Apparently, according to this, death is a process. I don't know if he's calling anybody. This is what Rashi says, indicating that sometimes there could be a situation where neither here nor there. And therefore, the fact that the Gemara in Chaf Aleph and Chulin says, Hutas Roshas Metame in certain cases, doesn't mean he's dead for the purposes of taking out his organs. It's a very, very critical discussion, which frankly, I read all the other Svarim before, I didn't see it until I saw it in this beautiful report. How do you like that? Wow. Okay, this is, for those who were here on Thursday, we're reading from Rabbi Bleich's beautiful article. Is it back? Is it here?
Yeah, it's the red.
This one?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay.
I'm supposed to put up Rosh Shechter.
Rosh Shechter, good. We give priority to our own Rosh Yeshivas. All the things that have been written.
Just press on the first, whoops. Yeah, so the one.
This one.
No, the left. Okay, now Rebbe can go on top. Let's say of Sarupa, yeah.
You have everything here. I could have shown you the thing from the I didn't know it was on.
Manar. Yeah.
Okay, I'll show it to you in a minute. Let me do that right now. Why should you take it from me? Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
I spoke to my son, he's an earwig.
He's an ENT.
Yes. So he said, as long as the heart is pumping, it's definitional that there is a brain. I asked, well, what about you have a whole bunch of neurons that are by the heart? He goes, no, that's not enough to keep the heart pumping. So if the heart is pumping, it means there has to be brain stem activity.
Okay. Let me show you what I just... And I'm trying to go up, not down. Oh. What I just showed you, Obosai, is found, what I just quoted this minute, it's found in two places in this beautiful report. Let's see. Let's go to the next page. Watch this. They quote the Gemara in Masechet Chulin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So you have a footnote. While in the case of the lizard's tail, this does seem to be a correct conclusion, the lizard's tail is not alive, there may be good reason, not to extend this concept further, as Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph seems to accept the possibility that the determination of death may be significantly more complex than ordinarily assumed, being a process with a finite beginning and end. It's for this reason that the laws of Evim and Achai, an animal could be considered dead, but not yet subject to the laws of Tumas Nevelis. Tells Rashi, of course, Rashi just told you to. Mo de chiska de ina metamek and nevela, alpha pishim with teres of neinoach, the osim iklal chaya, the chal mesel abo. Now you see it, don't trust me reading it. So Mefurish, right over here, actually you saw the screen of Rashi directly, now you're seeing it, Rashi is quoted over here. Uvu Tumas Nevelis to kiyomus. Perhaps even more strange language of the Ramban, the lola misli the cheskei had not the tumetamet tumas ochem lo tumas nevelis shein tumas nevelis al dacha gemar misa niu kemish is schile ba misa ein alei varim. Can you imagine that? There's a beginning and end of death.
Isn't that how we passed him that you have such a thing, you shed it, so at least you can have use of it, even though
I'm just saying, but the point is he's trying to show that death. Rabbi Shapter has a book, which I recommend you. You know what it's called? Defining the Moment. He's assuming that it's the moment. But here, in some, you get an impression that over here, it's
for certain. Report,
he quotes this?
The report.
I don't know if he quotes this part of the report. I don't remember. This is on page 30 and 31 of this report. But a little bit later, on page 35, I quoted you before. When the Rambam quotes this Gemara, what does he say? Nevela mechayim. What do you mean? Is it dead? Mechayim only means appears to be alive, right? Well, no. It's alive, but not subject to shechita. And it has relevant to our larger issues. Because the Rambam wrote about, it would make good sense to explain the animal is fully dead. But the case in the Kuva Saveshet Bekoshu, where the animal is clearly alive, and a man with even a greater injury in that same location is capable of presenting his wife in a get, does not fit the above explanation. So Nevela Mechaim could mean alive and not yet dead. And there's a problem. The Shach talks about it, or the Rachonim talk about it. The Kitz and Nimritz, it's unclear where the case mentioned, the chulin can serve to support the concept of brain death, as the menachah sees animals to be dead. And he writes the same thing in Tumas Nevela. He says again, Nevela Mechayim. So therefore, you look at the Gemara itself. Complicated. Of course, the Rashi, I told you. Gizdra, Harahem Kimesim. They're like they're dead. They're not really dead. I think I told you, I said, I quoted it accurately. This is all from this beautiful report. Adkan. Oh. Narabosai. We had read in Rabbi Bleich's piece on Thursday, a good chunk. We started going through the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehei, if you recall. We got to page 50? Is that what, how far did we get last time?
Please, sir.
Okay? They recently correctly urged this term such as mortal brain damage would be substituted for brain death. It's not new. The original chairman of the Harvard, 1968, that started the whole thing, I was chairman of a recent ad hoc committee at Harvard. Composed of members of five faculties tried to find a reversible coma. We felt we could not define death. I suppose you will say that by implication, we have defined it as brain death, but we do not make a point of that. So that's why, what's it called? A definition of irreversible coma. That's the title. Not called brain death. So in England, which is 1976, 8 years later, that brainstem death indicates hopeless outcome for the patient. Recommend utilization of criteria for purpose of removing a patient respirator to be allowed the patient to die. Only in 1979, 3 years later, did that body declare that a brainstem death may be equated with death of a person. The motives for this change are ethically questionable, as is the logic upon which it is based. Namely, the assumption that all functions of the brain may have permanently and irreversibly ceased. This statement is, to say the least, doubtful. Doubtful. As a matter of fact, they're so doubtful that it's very possible, as we mentioned already a little bit last time, that they're not even keeping the law that they're supposed to be keeping. This mimer, let's see if I can find it, I'll show it to you. Let's see. Medical scientists employ the term brain death, even though it is a misnomer. Did we see this on Thursday? Did we saw this right now?
It could be, yeah.
We saw this on one page. This we read. 52. Sorry, you have a better memory than me. Right, sure, there's the older. Oh. We saw this too. Oh. Okay, I think we're up to here. Am I right? Is this close to what we're up to?
I think so.
Okay. In many clinical situations, brain death criteria are no more necessary to determine that respiratory activity has irreversibly ceased than our blood flow studies. There are many end-stage illnesses in which an absolute determination that spontaneous respiration has irreversibly ceased can be made without benefit of neurological confirmation of the quote death of the brainstem, Lou Gehrig's disease, etc. Did we see this last time? Polio. Sure, we spoke about this. We did this already.
Although Lou Gehrig probably didn't die of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Not for now. Not for now. Now, hold on a second. We saw this too. I'm sure we're. See, we saw.
See it from my notes.
Am I going up or down? We saw all this already. Quite sure.
We have 10 pages left.
Hold on. I'm not sure where we're holding over here. I'm a little confused. My recollection is as follows. That Rabbi Bleich Shalita was willing to concede, which is where we just saw what the RSA was not willing to concede, that if the entire brain is liquefied, nothing there, it's considered to be dead. Based on Chulun Chof Aleph. Except the facts are not true. The facts are the brain is not completely liquefied. Just not true. Just not true. It's interesting. The sad to say that all the original law, which said that Brainerd is the irreversible function, total irreversible dysfunction of the entire brain, is not true. Is not true. It's just not true. Because why is it not true? Because this I think we saw before, way back where. He's giving me three reasons about the tests, etc. Just want to see if I can find it for you. Oh. Watch this. What he's saying is follows. Blood flow studies are neither a legal requirement for pronouncing a patient dead on the basis of neurological standards, nor are they routinely performed as a matter of medical practice. So therefore what? Forget about Jewish law. It's against American law. It's against American law. Because American law had said they have to show that the entire brain is completely dysfunctional, that nothing is working at all, and it's just not true. It's just not true. So whatever is being done is going against American law. Forget about against halacha. That's an incredible idea. It's all against American law. They don't follow the law. Quite an amazing thing. They don't follow their own laws. Amazing. I'm trying to find it where that it's printed explicitly here, but I have it. It's taken from tradition. I took it from Rabbi Black's book, so it's hard for me to know exactly what page it's on. He writes explicitly that what people who are doing it are not even keeping American law. Leave out halach. In any event, the chief rabbinate Yeah, but if it's reversible at that point in time, then it shouldn't also not be dead.
For that purpose, they are making the judgments, the application of additional care. That's really so. It's really not a even though in effect they're killing the person, but it's viewed in that context, not actually the moment of death.
Correct. Anyway. These things we saw already before. I don't want to review them again. Quote Sigmar and Yuma. Come back to other things as we go. Maybe they're in the footnotes. That's why I'm not finding them. Okay. Here, Rabbi Yisraeli, who was a member of that group that paskind, says that cessation of respiration, but confirm a brain criteria is an absolute indicator of death only because muscular movement is absent. That's not found in the original chief rabbinate statement. Now, Rashi says you need both respiratory and cardiac activities. This modification of respiratory death is unsatisfactory for a number of reasons. Why? Because the movement of extremities is not incompatible with cessation of respiration for so-called brain death criteria. They are except in the neurological criteria of brain death in whom movement has been observed. There is no obvious reason to presume that this movement is a form of non-vital spasmodic movement or pyrrhicus described in Olos 1:6, since the movement both appears to be indistinguishable from ordinary muscular movement and can continue over a comparatively long period of time. What is this all about? Where are we up to? I don't want to... What page are we up to here?
This is page 58.
Did we read 58 last week? I don't think we got this far. No. I don't think so.
No.
So let me go back. I want to go back to 58. I first want to show you back to the Mishnah. That's this over here? No, I want the Mishnah. There's a big fight, Rabbi Osai. Goes back a long, long time. On the Mishnah, there's the Rambam. Pirusha Mishnayis. Okay, on that Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. Watch what it says. Look carefully. Wow. Hutzu Rashayin, Huvdlu Rashayin, Mefarkas and Mizbosisin, Vatnua Shemisno and Ivorim Acher Amoves, Kornos of Pirchus, Latohu something. Tivisha Balchai, Zem Misno Ea, Znovos Amar Achash and Nichras. Watch this now. Viara Zel and Mixas Mine Balichayim, Im Lohoya Hakoach Amenia, Mis. Watch this. Mispashet Becholo Ivorim Misod Umotso Echad. Rambam's a doctor. If the whatever spasms are not coming from one organized source, but just spread out all over the body, proof you cut off the tail, it's still moving. That's meaningless. Whatever comes from an organized system, Rabosai, that's not called the pirchus, which is meaningless. You with me, Rabosai? So Rav Nochem Rabinovich wrote in tradition a long, long time ago. I don't know if you can get this. It's a tradition, volume 9, back in 1968, from the same year as Harvard, that it has to be controlled by the brain. It's not coming from the brain, but the definition, according to the Rambam, it doesn't count.
So, which is true. You can see by a dead person that sometimes they
slow.
Aid
no, let's go slow.
A while, but not a spasm of the entire body.
Okay. But rather, if you look back to the... Watch this now. Watch this. I'm back here. Watch this.
You have to click on it.
Okay. Watch this now. Watch this. Look carefully. Look, Rav Nochem Rabinovich, based on Pirush Mishnayos Rambam, he writes, this is in tradition, halacha, the definition of death is based on two criteria. The body can no longer be restored to function as an organism, although the visual limbs may, or organs may still exhibit muscular spasms. What's Pirush Mishnayos? Calls it, he gives a translation. It follows, he understands referring to directly by the brain, as opposed to residual spasmodic movements. Now, there's a problem. Rambam never said the word brain. What did he say? Bishorash vaschalas, one source. He explains themselves. Watch this. In Metzias, there are three categories. Organized activities directed by the brain. That's what you and I are doing all the time. Random, isolated activities, just twitching of the severed tail, which is garnished with garnish. Look at number three, in between. Organized bodily or systemic movements, activities that are not necessarily directed by the brain, but are also neither disorganized nor spasmodic.
That's a stretch. Because
why?
A finger, a hand, a foot can move,
right,
even in a dead body.
We know that.
But a bunch of movements in different parts of the body.
Sitting up, hearts beating, these are not
spasms. When you see spasms, there is a part of the brain that is alive. That's what's directing the spasm.
I'm saying more than that. I'm saying even if the brain is not alive, there can still be this middle category of movement. Let's just read again.
That means some part of the brain is alive.
No. Clearly, the first group of activities indicates life. The Mishnah is directly dismissed the second category, not even life. The question at hand is what about the third category? Organized system of activities that continue to have functions and instructions in the brain. It is clear from the words of the Rambam that he meant organized movements of activities that are spread throughout the body as indicative of life, regardless of whether such movements are directed by the brain or not. More than that. They are very short term, chicken without a head. While the extended life of a brain dead patient can often continue for days, weeks, even months, and in rare cases, years. Who said so? The Tosfos Rid. on the Ma'amar Kamas, Rabbi Osser, the last Ma'amar Kamas sheet is Tosfos Rit. Yes, it's there. What does Tosfos Rit say? I think what's on the bottom. Ma'asav emesu pirish v'lo barcha buruhu avon miyas l'metam et shiyamas, etc. It's not the same as other situations. Shemetam and afish shemefarachasim. Dahi pirchus de ben shmona. We're talking about a ben shmona, ben ches. A ben ches in the old days couldn't live. But it's not the same as he cut the head off. Why is it not the same? Kevan sheyochel lichyos ad chav tes yom choshev pirchus lomatam et shiyamas. What does choshev pirchus mean? Not the pirchus that choshev kechayim. Not the pirchus of the tail which is detached. So often in Tosfos is written in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Vav that if it lasts for 29 days, you can't call that an irrelevant pirchus like the lizard's tail. It counts as chayim. He can live for more than 29 days. So therefore, on both sides, it's impossible to categorize the movements which are respectively the beating of the heart on the one hand, which is the furthest thing from spasmodic. It's very, very regular based upon the heart pumping. And even something they call the Lazarus syndrome. You know what that is? We'll get to that later. Brain dead patients can sit up. They're real cases. Brain. That's why if someone is brain dead and they want their organs, they will tell the family not to visit. So if the family visits, I see the patient sit up. He's dead. He's sitting up. Now, it's only spinal. It's not from the brain. The brain is dead. Spinal. That's what they say. But it's integrated system. It's an organized system. It's not a spasm. It sits up like an animal sits up.
On his own?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's a fact. It even happens, I don't know how frequently, but it happens. Often enough, they tell their friend, please don't come, because their friend is going to see it, and they'll say, well, you're crazy, he's dead. What are you dead? He's sitting up. Rabbo said, we're going to continue this a little bit more. Rabbo said, Rav Shechter disagrees. I guess it's Rav Shechter's articles. Let's see it right now. Rav Shechter, here we go. I quote it from Os Yud Beis. We're a little bit out of order here. Oh. Some quote, this is Rabbi Rabinovich, right, from the Perush Mishnah Saramba. For Yeroah, he says, Shamayim Bifnim. The Pirush Mishnayis ain't the kavanaso klal hagdim bekachas inyan achius or mavis, and the kavanaso shema acheres levor eizah tnuah mora al kach shel bachayich aydayin chay uveizah tnuah lo ichbasla. I mean, she didn't kemeis lamros mashim isnoeya ulazabir shema tnuah ba me eizah koach nifred baguf asay tnuah shegazu einan simin lichius achem tnuah ba me koach abespashit bechol eivorim. Okay, that's what he says. He's not discussing the definition of life bichlal over there, but in any event, quoting from Rav Shechter, not quite Rav Shechter said exactly, but along those lines, that presumably he would be alive in such a circumstance. I don't think they quoted him exactly correctly, but before we get to that, we had spoken about the sugya of Rabbi Yisraeli. That's what we left on page 58. Oh, page 58. Okay? So it's so correct what he wrote over here. What does that mean? Who said it's regular, it sits up like anybody else, it's heartbeats like anybody else, and then he says, a long period of time. That's what we just saw now in the RCA thing based on Tosfos Rit. Two. A person affected by an illness or illness is causing a reversal session of frustration to total paralysis, a patient of a severe polio, would perforce be regarded as dead on the basis of the criteria of the Israeli chief rabbi and the rabbi Israeli. He can't move at all. It must again be emphasized that absence of consciousness is not positive in Talmudic sources as a necessary criterion of death. We'll get to that later, hopefully today, but Rabbi Black is saying it's a category, so it's not, it may be right, halachically, but may not be categorical. I'll try to show you if we have time that allows today. Three, if it is granted that movement of a limb is incompatible with death and hence serves as itself to establish the patient of life, which Rabbi Yisraeli said, present of the heartbeat, mutatis mutandis, we didn't get to this last time, we have no Latin for this for Rabbi Life, to establish that the patient is yet alive. Sure, the motion of the cardiac muscle is no less the manifestation of a vital force and muscle that's moving an extremity. It must be emphasized, this is critical, and others didn't cop this, that the heartbeat of a patient sustained on a respirator is in no way artificial. A patient in such a state is incapable of spontaneous respiration, will certainly die after removing the respirator, which is very simple. A normally functioning heart cannot sustain life if the blood plumps is deprived of oxygen. A healthy person cannot survive in a vacuum chamber for more than a matter of minutes. A respirator assists in delivery of oxygen. It does not artificially pump blood through the body as in the case of a heart-lung machine. Typically, the heart of a brain-dead patient is entirely healthy and performs all cardiac functions in a normal and spontaneous manner. Were this not the case, the heart would be useless for transplantation purposes, since it would be not able to sustain life in a recipient. Meridik, Mamish Meridik. Ad Khan Rabbo said the main thrust of Rabbi Bleich. The rest of the article is fighting about what Rabbi Moshe held, which we'll get to a little bit later on. Okay? So I'm going to cut this short right now and go back to Rav Shech. See what he said from the beginning. Almost the beginning. You may recall, based on Yumud Pehe and Rashi, and the Chacham Tzvi and the Chasam Sofer, Rav Leich claimed the definition of life is heartbeat. And breath is just an easier way of determining with most accuracy that there's no pulse. Fine. So Rav Shechta Shalita has something fascinating. He says as follows. Gavra Katila. Right, which he calls the brisker rubbish, we spoke about at great length. What's Gavra Katila? Ein lo dam. Ein lo damim. From a machteris, Gavra Katila get left the air miklat. These phrases are used. Okay? Fine. What does that mean, ein lo dam? What kind of expression is that? What does it mean? Adam shedamav zarmim v'holkim v'orkim shalom. When the blood circulates in his veins and arteries. Ein lo damim means it's Gavra Katila. Adam she'en lo meretz hadam. His blood may be circulating very well. Halachically, he has no blood circulation. Why? Because he's a rodif. We left the ear mikla. No matter what the cardiologist says, he has, the vascular surgeon says, it's considered he has no blood flowing in his veins. That's the expression, ein lo dam. Adere Saliyo, I couldn't find this. Maybe you can find this for me. When he says shum, presumably he's referring to the psukim in Chumash at a quarter earlier. They are primarily in Parshas Mishpatim, and a little later on in Ba'ir Mitla. I couldn't find it there. Ein lo damim, demut lo largo so afilu b'shabbos. Kedovash ein lo dam, demut lo largo b'shabbos. Now, if he just means the Gemara and Sanhedrin and Beis and Beis, they can kill the Rodef on Shabbos, that doesn't really prove anything. That just proves he's a sakonis of fascist. Of course he killed him on Shabbos. But I don't know what he said. I couldn't find it. Upirish there, bo harabo Avraham ben Ezra, this tabak savo. Ibn Ezra right there on the pasuk, ein lo damim, shmos chav beiz aleph. V'yesh letzmoa min ha-mefarshim damim chayim. Ein lo damim, they say he's not alive. Im kein, mao ish damim or damav bo, doesn't fit. So how do you answer Ibn Ezra's kasha? Where did Chachamim get it from? Where did they get the definition from? Rabbi Black didn't say, Rabbi Shechta says. A pasuk. Ki adam hu anefesh. Shenirah mipshuto shemikra. Dezeo akovea lechichius bebalechayim meiru tzadam. Blood circulation, definition of life. Called Tosin Ksubas, I guess you'll see. Hachova b'shabes chayim eshin etilas neshama. You cause blood to either leave the body or to be pulled in one direction. Ki adamu anefesh. Umalikot lakula malikot lapalga. If you kill the whole person, it's the one the abalachas ha-shalchem. If you kill a little bit of the person, take a little bit of blood out, that's also an isod araisa of taking away his nefesh. Amazing. So you take that blood, it's Netilas Neshama, because the blood is the Neshama. According to Tosis, even Nitzer Adam, you give a guy a bang, it's a black and blue mark. No, nothing came out of his skin, but it's obviously the blood was moved around from one place to the other. That's also considered to be Netilas Neshama. Wow. Amazing. We'll get to Makal Avim. I hope to get to that, Mitzvah Hashem, at some future date. I'm still trying to get there. It's a very important child about physicians treating their parents. It's a very, very critical question. Hope to get to it. Okay. So here too. Hadamo Anevesh is not a Melitza B'Alma. No! That's the definition of life. Mashadam Zorg Ba'orkin. Period. That is the definition. That is the definition. Wow. He quotes Rav Moshe now. What did Rav Moshe say? Amazing. It says in the Avodah Zarah, V'chuser Eivir is also Livnei Noach. Some of the Maramakos I showed you. Kiddush Nechavdal I showed you. Tamas V'zachos V'behema, Vein Tamas V'zachos V'ofos. Yochol Yivesh Yavsha Gufa Nikto Raglo Nechto Toyena. It'd be kosher to bring a carbon of a bird. Tamaloma Minov V'lokolov. For the Av Yavsha Gapa, the wing that wasn't cut off, it was dried up. Dina kemechuser ever apostle yovel, as if it's not there. Aflo nikta hagaf miguva, wasn't cut off. And Rav Moshe writes this based on Bechoros in Gemara Chulin. Kol shenifsak zera madam me'ever zeb open sheyev shel achzor, irreversible cease of blood flow. Zeh nechshav kvar kemisas oso ha'ever. Dead. Considered to be dead. How do you like that? I like that. See, passes halacha lemaisa. Yom sheyado asmolis biyavshus gemura. Shafilum tinok evlo totsin nitipas dam. You put in a needle, no blood has come out of that. The arm is never totally withered. He had nikris gangrene belaz. Gangrene. There's nothing there. He and the rofim say, oh, see a tassim kol asriach, and it's going to smell never soon. I'm rofim ashi yadayim lechul beres al gufa adam. Kemoshi tassriach yidei ames marish. Fine, shine. You're not Yossi Tfilin, because it's not as if it's not there. If it's just paralyzed, then it's there. You got stuck with a kasha of a rivet. So the rivet says, Dafka Yosha Gapo, but not Share Vorim. What's the special thing? That a bird flies. Why is it called Oaf? Oaf, Oaf Alarts. So you see the opposite array? Yomish Eze Ever Acher. Not considered to be dead. The Rav Moshe says no. The Rav had in mind, even if it's cut off, etc., etc. He says as follows, like this. Yom Shemamish Afishar Evri Auf Hoy Apostle Akrava says the Avne Nezer shot in the Ravid. And that's the whole machloek, that's what he means. But kitzah, not to talk about brain dead. The doctors say, Nifsak zerem adam and amok over the hod of barrier. This is not factually true. The doctors told Rav Shech, they told everybody else, there's no blood flow to the brain. Which is not true. But for argument's sake, Rav Shech was working with the assumption there's no blood flow to the brain. No, what's the status? What are they? Three. The head, the heart, and the liver. Question will be, what will happen if one or all three? Dafka Gimel Avraham Alalohim Nechshavim Kevraham Shem Shemot Liyubem. Salach Moshvi Sinai Chach Meirof Izmanam. That's a question. What did he say? Look at this. This is fascinating. If it's Salach Masan Avkamina, but Zman Hazev, you can change it. If it's Salach Moshvi Sinai, can't change it. And we saw that last week by Trafus. Doesn't matter what the doctor, the veterinarian, say in 2016. Depends what the medicine was. Time of Har Sinai and the time of the Mishnah, the Gemara. But otherwise, maybe things can change. Of course, the Chazon Ish, we saw this quoted last week. What does it say in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes? Shnei Lafim Tov, Shnei Lafim Torah, Shnei Lafim Mosa Mashiach. So the Mashal, what does that mean? What does that mean? No Torah nowadays? No. He says like this. Watch this. Yemos HaMashiach is no longer Tkufas Torah. Why? Kviyas Kol HaLochos HaYisat Shricha Le'os Be'osam HaShanim. All the laws are found in those 2,000 year period. When did it begin? When Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, because he was born in 1948, Kayodua. That's when the Torah began, when Avraham Avinu was maturing. And when did it end? The year 4,000. What's the year 4,000 in, forgive me, the secular calendar? Figure it out. Now it's 5776. Count back 1,776 years ago from today. What does that take you? 240, right? Year 240? Roma Kogoyim. It's the difference of 240 years. The year 240 was approximately the redaction of the Mishnah. Shnei Alafim Torah. From Avraham Avinu's time until the Mishnayos. So why is the Chazanish? Chenik v'kol hilchos trefes l'doros en on the Torah chadosh achreim. And the trefes was kifir hashkachos v'yizbarach b'zman ahu v'chule. Here too. Now we can say we can't change. Can't change what the doctors say nowadays. May not make a difference. Oh. Now you need all the Mekitza. Rebbe passed away in the year 220, they say, approximately, according to the historians. So we're still okay, watch this now. Now, watch this. To depend upon the death of any one of those three organs, or all three, or at least two of them. It's a machlokes. Chacham Tzvi says, Nital Alev is called dead. The heart is out, he's dead. Dead! Why? Because the heart is a neshama, evish neshama tluyaba, and he's dead. Uwe pischei tshuva, it's on the marmakokes. Yoradeus, menem hevi mitshuvas mishkanes Yaakov, shalchiach negadat Chacham Tzvi from the Yushalmi. Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? Oros Levuvin Asurim Ba'ano. What does that mean? Korin Negad Alev Umotzin Es Alev Derech HaNegev Uvisham Yes Akasha Alo Balachai Lo Mitzri Hech Nesu Oros Elim Mitam Tekrovis. What did they answer? The Ma'is L'Shem Avodah Zarah Nesa. What do you see from here? Frek the Ridvaz. What do you mean? If you take out the heart, it dies. Shachat Simon Echad. He's not dead, it's only a trefah. What's the comparison? What do you answer? Not that taking out of the heart is the avoda which asks it. No, the ripping of the skin is the avoda. Doesn't die as a result of that. Okay? That's what he's saying. But the Mishkan Siakha says, no, taking out the heart is the avoda. So he has to advise his kasha. You see here? That is not considered to be dead immediately. So writes the Mishkan Es Yaakov, he's still considered alive as Trefa, even if the heart was removed. So you see, it's a machlokas achronim, but even if it's not true about him, even misas shum echa mehem kvod nidun es abeim kemesa, it's a chacham tzvi, either one of the three organs is out as dead, or no, you need all three to die. So when the brain is no more blood, because no more blood to the brain, yeah, when it can consider the person dead, combine the Igris Moshe, who considers the brain to be dead, with the Chacham Tzvi, that considers the person to be dead on that basis. So you have to be only, even one of the three. Adkan.
Isn't that changing stuff also? Should it just be the heart
and breathing? Perhaps. Rabbi Shech has this scary thought that if that's the case, even if the liver is dead, he's considered to be dead. Now, again, lemaisa, it's never going to happen because there's always blood flow. They're unable to determine that there's an absence of blood flow, even on the best space and the best tests that we have. Kent, what about the Gemara in the Sechta Yuma? I got the right page. A different page number, that's the problem. Here we go. Watch this. Yuma Pehe. Nu. Quotes a Chasam Sofer. doesn't mean the Chasam Sofer that it's a kovea. It's a simen v'ochocha l'davar shekayam matzah shel moves, which is determined by other criteria, namely what? The heart, the blood flow. That's what the Chasam Sofer meant. That's what Rashi meant. That's what the Chacham Tzvi meant. This is Rabbi Blaich's kasha. But Kehutas Rosh was dead, he's exactly the same terrorist as Rabbi Blaich gave. Word for word. Look what he says. B'mea tanoim. Look inside. Kol shehutas rosho, kfor hiskel kol domo li shafich lechutz derech tzavara pasuach. Open neck while the blood's flying out. V'av shah dom adayin mamashach lizrom b'yorkim shel kama al kama daklas at shi shafich kol dam kol kach dam lechutz shleyeh bo'od kudeh lizrom. It's going to all flow out. For the first few minutes, it's still flowing through the veins and arteries. Mikomekom me'achash shezerem adam olech v'nishbach lechutz. That's not blood circulation. That's blood pouring out. Right now. That's exactly the answer, Rabosai. What an important answer. That's a critical answer, Rabosai. This is it. Fine. This is the truth.
But even if you cut a major artery, still a few seconds, sometimes a minute.
It's considered dead already. And it's over here like this. The Maratz Chayas. It doesn't. The Inishama is not the Kovea the Moves. It's Mesimen Vochocha. The Maratz Chayis is based on the Mor Nevuchim. That being the case, when the Rambam says you have to wait 20 minutes or so, whatever it is, that's Medina. It's Medina. Mikiradin. You can easily check by the nose and by the heart. We spoke about exactly last week when you quoted Rabbi Blaich. Now what do you do with this person? Watch this. Refers to Krina Igarta, Kovas Igos Agona Stipula. Look at this, this is so important. I got two shilas today. Two. One in the base medrash and one just that came a few minutes later. I got a phone call from a hospital. Right now. Two end of life shilas. These are the most common shilas in the world right now. Everyone have to deal with these. Look what he says. Watch this. We family feuds sometimes. Get caught in a bit of a problem like that. Watch this. Rak Meister begufa also lasos and came. You'll shave al tassel the chora b'mokah shayi dezeh tassel yisurim lo matzasi yisur ad rabba yishulim l'noam yizeh kol sheinu l'chai yisho b'natzol l'mamish domi l'nidon ha-goshet v'chulei. That's it. Don't do it. He brings a mefurashi gemara, Rabbi Osai, to say that. What's a mefurashi gemara? Oh. He says it's true that a person is not a bialim on his own life. That's the famous Radvaz on the Maram Makomos a long time ago. And it's you Perigil Ches and Sanhedrin. Ein Afshel Kolodim Kinyono Akkadosh Baruch Hu Anafoshes Liheno. But you're enough of a bialim for this to determine when it's Pikuach Nefesh and when not. So did Af Mem Vav, Rabbosai. See this Gemara? There was Ir Luz. Af Malach HaMoves Ein Lo Rishus Lav Rabbo. You know what's going on? No entry to the Malach HaMoves. Zekeinim Shabbo, the older people, Bizman Shedat and Kotz Aleh, they're so old that their life is no life. Yotzin Chutz Lechom Avei Mesim. They go out of the wall and they die. How do I do that? It's permissible, obviously. Chazal says permissible. There's another source, Rabbi Osai. I think I had the source for you in that source sheet that I gave out to some of the Talmidim. Maybe it's there, I'm not sure. Hold on a second. Maybe it's there. Let's see this one more second. Yes, that's a Yalkut Shimoni. I'll show it to you. Yalkut Shimoni. Where did I get? Can I go back here for a second? Wait a minute. Where's Yalkut Shimoni? Oh, last one. The last one. I guess it's the last one, so it's the last one. That'll help me find it. It both helps me if you can find it for me. For you, but I'm not finding it. So much here that I can't find.
Is this where you want me to search for it? Or?
Search for the word Shehizkina. Shinhai He Zion. There it is. Okay. Thank you. Masav Isha She'acha Shehizkina Harbe. Ubos. I wasn't up to it yet. See, it's at the end of the parasha. Ubas the Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta, Omle Rabbi Hiskanti Yosi Midai, Umeachshav Chayim Shal Nivulhem, Sheini Toemes Lo Machav Lo Mashke, and he mevakeshes Lipotem and all. What's going on? My life is no life. My life is no life. So old, can't eat, can't drink. Not, there's no life. Omle, Ma Mitzvah the Buddha Lasses Choyom. She lived so long. What do you do every day? Omle Lemudani. I feel the issue of a chavav ani menachas also umashkemes the beis haknesses b'choyom. No matter what's going on, I go to shul every single day. Amale, amala, mini atzmech y beis haknesses shlosh yom zeh chazer. Don't go to shul for 3 days. Holcha v'osakein uveyom hashlishi chol so umes. Unbelievable! This proves that the disciple is correct. In this case, the Gemara Masechta Sota. Well, okay, so that's why you see the run. Hold on, you are right.
13th century.
You are correct, I'm not going into those details, but I ask you to see a run. A run is a Rishon Upaskan Saloch. Okay? I apologize, I gave it a slightly wrong Maramokam, was the pit. No. Whoa. I want the run on the Gemara. How many answers? I'm going to have to show the Gemara first, because otherwise I don't know how to find the Ran.
Yeah,
the Ran in the Durham is not like the Ran, you know, it's not on the Rif. We'll try with the Gemara first. The Durham. Watch this. Pomim should serve Levakesh Rachma Lachola Shayabus. The Ran is Alachis. He's not talking about the Ragadatha. Kagon Shemitstara Chola Bechoyo Harbe. Vievshlo Shichia. Says in Ksubastav Kuvdalin. Came in the Chazoy Amse the Rebbe. Del Kamazimn in the base. Akise Vanach Tfilin the Kamitstar Amra. He wrote on Shechufo Yonamas Atachtonin. Kilomet Limus Rebbe. That's exactly what happened. Rebbe passed away. Even though Tamina wanted to live, she also wanted, she changed the. So quote halacha lemaisa, halacha lemaisa mamish. So we're assuming Rabbi says that a poshut as Rav Shechter does. Where are we? Where are we over here? There. Watch this. Look at this. Unbelievable. Quotes of Shlomo Zalman. Afilo machola mitzar harbe beofen shezesh mitzar alocha mitzitzva levake shalav sheyomus as the rats are done of men mikomakom but also shosh and mevake shemispalo Lashem shachol yomus kam ken chayev ulisasek batzalos lechalavas haShabbos v'lekam apavim. What? How is that possible? How is that possible? Another distinction that's quoted in his name. Lavdil ben tipulim shigratiyim leben pulim shemichutz legeder hashigra. So where do you get that from? The bevare apashas kedivya stipler now. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. The last shot I just dealt with was right now. An hour ago. An individual was given instructions, do not resuscitate. I don't want any artificial garnish. But what happened? He had an operation. They didn't know about his living will. They put him on life support. So one relative says, take him off. He didn't want it. Other one says, he didn't want it, but once he's on, he's on. So the rub passed and you can't take him off. Okay, I understand that. You just asked me a question. There's something called pressors. Pressors are what's necessary to keep the blood pressure up. That is, you put a bag, you put in another bag, keep replacing the bags. Must you replace the bag? I said, confirm with the doctor one more time and it's hopeless. And if the answer is it's hopeless, you're not required to put in a new bag. That's not withdrawing, that's withholding. Pulling the plug, we'll see, it's a machlekes, what pulling the plug is. Some say it's also only withholding. No more air coming in. We'll see. Big machlekes about that. I'm just saying this is halacha lama, we think it's halacha lamaisa mamash. You should not think it's just theoretical stuff, Ramosa. This is halacha lamaisa mamash. Now comes the big show. To accept a heart. Doesn't matter. You can take the heart. But if you hold he's a goseis, they took his heart, they're over an Isser Ritzicha. Right? Uvdesh is stopping. Imuta lechola acher lehonos mealeva zeh. Meacha shehusa behatorim gwelfen shiritzicha. Kame chach meador toanim. No matter what, they would have killed him anyway. Sigmund never met the donor, no one met anybody else. Well, every time a patient is in a situation of brain death where they want to take out the heart, there's a long list of recipients. You have to have the right blood type, you have to remember, but there's a long list around the block. Around the block. By the way, before I go any further, they're tumbling that there are thousands of people waiting for organs and they're dying because we don't approve of brain death. It's not true. I was told, I believe by Dr. Shabtai, who wrote the book on it, that 83% of people waiting on line for organs, for kidneys. And kidneys we know can be given either as live donations. We had a case in Project Renewal. I was in Teaneck not long ago to help raise money for Project Renewal, which is a myriad of organization. People like Sadiqim. Rabbi Adler got from his son, true. But there were those who give to strangers. They don't know who they're giving it to.
Rabbi Simon Bavitcher.
He gave me. I know that Mr. Barish from Beth Aaron. I was crying when I saw him. Yeah. Actually, he's a hero. Yeah. He gave to him. And they met the person, they kissed, they were on the screen. I started to cry. Showed on the screen. He met someone who was his life, he saved. Meredith. That's unbelievable. Saving someone's life. That's Project Renewal. For those who have the it can't be a chiyuv, but for those who have the mitzvah, it's meridik. Anyway, and by the way, according to again, I also read, kidneys can be still saved after death to choladeus for I think up to 12 hours or 5 hours.
Yeah, but they have to be harvested when the guy is still alive.
You have to double check about that fact. But we'll get to it as we go. So all this Tararam, the numbers are multiplied by a factor of 6. Now, I'm not saying that those few hundred who are waiting for hearts or for livers. Now, livers, by the way, now there's also a solved half the problem. but they take out parts of livers and they regenerate. Also a tremendous mitzvah. Those who do that, it's also such a little dangerous to give you a part of your liver, more than giving you a kidney. But there are tzaddikim who are doing it. So if you take away the liver, take away the kidneys, you're left with the few. It's not that big a number. Now, every nefesh is your korolon, but don't make a taram, you know, which is based on false facts. By the way, so I thought that the Pashut, that these chachamim were correct. Nothing wrong with taking it. They hold, the doctor who did it thinks it's mutter. I don't hold from the Erev, you hold from the Erev. So you can carry for me. What's the difference? Rav Shechter Shlita is not so sure it's true. Not so sure it's true. Why, Rav Osai? Why? Because you are making yourself live based on the death of somebody else. That's what Chaim Shtikl Torah, we spoke about a long time ago, about Kiton Shomayim. Remember that case? Kiton Shomayim, there's a canteen of water. Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Petura, right? So Rabbi Sheftash tells Sue that Rabbi Chaim, I cannot make myself live if someone else is going to die. And the Rabbi Akiva is only makel because it's my canteen. That's what Rabbi Sheftash writes over here.
But again, in this case, the recipient doesn't know.
It's true. We'll come back to it a little bit of time. I have to tell you, Rabbi Osai, that there's a safer I brought with me.
Actually, the analogy is the opposite. It's the guy with the water who's giving the guy to save him, even though he knows he may be killing himself. It's the opposite of birth.
You are saying, you're bringing up at a critical point, which we'll get to, hopefully, in a few minutes, if not tomorrow. I have this in two different versions. It's quoted in this Kfiyas Rega Abavas, which is a collection of writings, and I have the original. Mishnas Chaya Shah, which is written by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's nephew. Shlomo Zalman also, like Rabbi Bleich, would be willing to consider a criterion of brain death as such. If the entire brain is dead, there's nothing going on there. They told him after a while that there is a part of the brain called the hypothalamus. Now, I'm not a neurologist, but apparently everyone agrees it's part of the brain, and it continues to function after the person is diagnosed with brain death. It governs body temperature and even some of the blood flow, which the body temperature is the same. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that at that point in time, when he found out that the hypothalamus is functioning, he said, He writes to, when he found this out, this is in Rosh Chodesh Av Tovshin and Gimel. I'm writing to you beferish, Shani Chozem Imashik Asafti Ukiilu Lo Amarti Klum. It's written to that to Abraham. I have a letter in front of him. Unbelievable. I'll read it to you. It's in here. See if I can find the right page.
Although that could be the meaning of kimes, because that's the most primitive part of the brain that has no higher function. It's just as a regulator of those functions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a lengthy piece about that, but they call it the hypothalamus. And Shlomo Zalman, when he heard this, said, "Kilokas hafti klum." That's a pretty strong statement. And that's written in Rosh Chodesh Av, Tov Shin Nun Gimel. Truth, I have to tell the truth. We'll get to Shlomo Zalman a little later. There's some letters he wrote later on which seem to still have some kind of a suffix, which is to me very, very hard to understand. In any event, I want to get to the following question. May you put yourself on the list of heart recipients or not? The difference is, put him on a list. If you're not on a list, you're never going to get it. See, Paskin's over here. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Usser. And in America, it's Mutter. Why? Lif Naiver. What Lif Naiver? You can do it anyway. We all know the Gemara. Trei Ivrei Denara. Rabosai, Trei Ivrei Denara. You with me? Lift David's only at the two sides of the river. He can't get the trampolines and throw it to him across the ocean, across the river. If he can get it himself, it's not lift David that's the Michel. Here too, he needs me as a recipient to take the donor's heart out. The brain plantation, he can take it out when he wants. He will do it anyway. What kind of lift David over here? So there's an interesting machloekas we're showing apparently over here. That's why I see on the Mara Makomas. You're probably wondering, what's this doing on the Mara Makomas? It's a Tosfos Rabosai in Chagiga. Rabosai, look at this. Teaching Torah to Goyim was a problem. Oh, I'm an Aleph. I'm so sorry. A most of the Akum. It's Chayav Misa. Lifnei Iver. Watch this. Yesh Hocha Mara Afili Hecha Dik Ovek Ochavim Acher Shemotzim Lamdo. Like Lifnei Iver. What do you mean Ovek Ochavim Acher? What if it was a Jew Acher? So the Mishnah Levelach is medayik from this, that even though he needs someone else to do it, but if Rabosai, the other person is also obligated not to do it, then it's lifnei iver. I repeat again. If he can get the tarvis by himself, it's no lifnei iver. But if either I, Reuven, give it to him, or Shimon gives it to him, it's lifnei iver d'orais. If John can give it to him, then not. That's the deek of this toast over here. Besechta Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Does everyone agree? No. They're not a Tosis. Tosis and Kiddushin seem to say Fakert.
This would make a big distinction being on a list where it's totally disconnected from the donor and actually going on the market and buying it.
Well, these days in the hearts, I think it's to my knowledge, it's only anonymous to my knowledge. To best of my knowledge, it's not like a kidney. Kidney can be direct donation. Kidney be direct donation, not a heart. Watch this. V'yol kasha, my lifnei iver lo zitzen mechshaliko, hocha, halom lo yikach vimenu, yikach me'odam acher, v'lo shayach lifnei iver lef dak v'tray iver denaro, moshet kol sikhiyan den dozev men achayel den dochen amin en perek amin avar zorda v'tav. Klar, against the Mishnah Lamelech b'pshutah. So it's a machlekes. It's a machlekes. So the question now becomes, my personal view, Rabosai, is there's no lifnei iver here whatsoever. None. But the whole discussion is moot. And I was mechamer to Rabbi Bleich. I have his Hebrew language version. I don't know what it's, I'm sure it's in English. Most things are usually in both, but I found this in the Hebrew. Bensiva Sahalocha, Chela Gimel, page Kuf Samach. What is this? I'm talking about someone took out a heart shalokadin. He writes, there's no lifnei iver whatsoever. Why? There's always a shortage. Every hospital has a long list, okay? And therefore, if Reuven will take himself off the list, someone else got the same heart. Exactly the same thing, and therefore there's no lift either whatsoever. That's what I feel. Okay, Dresh Sam, Kuf Sam. But here, he's not working with that assumption. He's saying, what about the Mishnah Lamelech? I don't think it even applies over here. They can take out the heart and put it in the garbage. You need another recipient. You just take it out and put it through in the laboratory. I don't understand the whole discussion. In any event, he says that we have more Mekel Rabosai in Chutz Lartz. Don't understand why it should be so. Let's see how it's quoted Halacha and Shulchan Aruch by Lifnei Iver. It's not in Maran Mekomis. Let's first take this off. Rabosai, look inside. Shulchan Aruch. And you're a day. Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. What does it say? Watch this. Yesh Omrim Hada'osu Limkol Hem Dvar Mashayachem Labadosam Hanu Davkim Ein Lehem Acherim Kayosivo Oshlo Yuchlu Liklos Vib Mokom Acher Amichol Liklos Mokom Acher Mut Limkol Hem Kold Over. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because there's no Lifnei Yivei, there's no Messiah by a Goy. Messiah is because of Yat Ocher Tochich. That's the part of a Goy. Fine. The Shach says of the Farish. The Shach and Tzivkot and Vav. Watch this. When you say by Nazir, look! Koi betray him in the Nara. Who the Machmirim says in the Rabbanon? No, he thinks no machlokes. By a goy or a mumar, it's okay. There's no messiaya. By Yisroel, there's a messiaya. That's what he says. It fits in beautifully with all the various sources. So writes the Shach in Sivkoton Vav. However, it's not so simple as we saw a minute ago. Watch this. Pischei Tshuva, Rabbi Osai. It's on the Maramah Kamos. Sivkot and Beis. Look what he says. Watch. And it's a bar. The big bar in Afkamina, Hecha de Yesh lo Behem Acheres. Lo Omer Hecha de Yochel Lignos Behem Acheres. And look what I wrote in Kaman Kuf Samach, Sivkot and Al, B'Shem Bishnu Melech. The Bina Dafne, She also Acha, Mocha Gam Ken Yeh Ovi Kachovim. Shelo Yeh Nasa Klal Yislif Naiver. That's the Mishnah of the Melech, which is quoted over here. The Mishnah of the Melech is exactly what. Well, let's just take a look in the short version. Kuf Samach Sivkot Na'al B'Pischei Tshuva. Let's go a little bit further. It's right here. It's faster. Here we go. Mishnah of the Melech. Pegdavus Malve, Hecha de Lo because of the Malve Moses to Hanidam and Yisrael Achmina, no lif naiver. He argues, says, no, they can get it yourself, but here someone else is going to be over. This is the Machlokas, the Mishnah Melech against the Pnei Moshe. Not so clear who's right. Oh. Kitz and Nimritz, he seems to make a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and chutzlars. I don't understand, frankly, where it's coming from. I don't understand. What I would say is as follows. Even if, listen carefully now, even if it is an Yisrael Lifnaiver, who remembers the Sukkah of Yehorah Vayavar? Remember we discussed that? Ramban of Alamor? Ramban says, Lifnaiver is no Yehorah Vayavar. It's not a Bezraide with the Avodah Zorah Shukha Zomim. So even if granted the person to receive it is over Lifnaiver, so what? It's Buddha to take thought anybody to save your life. That's the case. So what's the difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? Even in Eretz Yisrael, Lifnei Yivei is Buddha to save your life. Maybe you worry about Messiah. Messiah applies in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. Presumably the doctor is Jewish in Eretz Yisrael and is Goyish in America. It's the function of who the doctor is, not who the donor is. I'm not sure what he means. Don't know. Rabbi said, but I have to tell you, comic attraction for tomorrow. I'm going to try to tell you something, Chiddush Nifla tomorrow, which is going to tell you a distinction between America and Eretz Yisrael. Nothing to do with Lifnei Yivei. I found it very unsatisfying. It's a big deal with respect to Lifnei Yivei, the difference between America and Eretz Yisrael is even Hilchos Lifnei Yivei. But we look at Hilchos Lifnei Yivei. There doesn't seem to be any distinction. If they replied, if the guy is going to be over, before she can't give even a chayit to a guy. So you can't tell the Goyish doctor and then Matafior to take out somebody's heart. It's a difference. So either hold like I'm Shlomo Zalman, it's granted Lifnei, it's Mutter anyway to save your own life. It's not one of the big three, the Ramban, the Tzobah, Farish, and Sanhedrin, Ben Tzor Amar, we saw in Mechamas. But I have a completely different approach, which you should be able to figure out. I think Kalman already figured it out a while ago, what I have to say about this, that the nature of the Easter Ritzicha for Yisroel and Anachri is different, and it could be based on Chumash Ramosha, And that's going to be the difference in Eretz or Chutz Eretz. Not do it in Hilchos Lifnei even. That means that's what we'll start tomorrow. Shia.